Drip, drip, as I kiss both sets.
Border Crossings, A and Donna Pever wanted us to play Chris Brown and Ludacris. There you go. That is Wet the Bed right here on Border Crossings. Interesting name for a song. And I hope you were checking it out and listening to that. Now, Chris Brown, according to HollywoodLife.com and an Instagram post that he put up in the last couple of days, they write that Chris Brown believes he will be back together again with Rihanna. He went on in his very long post on Instagram to say that he does regret his past mistakes with Rihanna, and he needed time to mature, time to grow up, time to think things over. He was with Karrueche Tran for a while. He's got a two-year-old daughter now, Royalty, with a young lady named Naya Guzman. She has been with Drake, and rumors were that she was with Leonardo DiCaprio and a number of other celebrities. And recently, over the weekend, she was seen holding hands with Travis Scott of Gym Class Heroes. So he believes the two of them will find their path back to one another in the future. The other thing about Chris Brown that's making the news, you know that big legal investigation that was going on when former beauty pageant queen Bailey Curran claimed that he pulled a gun on her during a party at his house in August. The Los Angeles district attorney says we can't find enough evidence to move this case forward. Chris admits he's got a BB gun at home. It's not a real gun. It wasn't loaded. He still denies that he pulled any kind of a gun on her, despite her claims. So the case continues, the allegations continue, and it sounds like the investigation's not going to continue, but that's the way that's going. Juan Diego Garcia checking in from Mexico, Querétaro, Mexico, and says, happy day to you. Well, happy day to you, my amigo, my good friend. Thank you in Mexico City for listening to Border Crossings. Yedhu Vijayan, also checking us out from Kuwait. Thank you for your message. It's great to hear from you. Now, in case you missed it Friday, we had an interview with Flume on. Flume has been nominated for 11 Australian Recording Industry Association Awards. So good luck to Flume for the ARIA Award show. We also had a request show on yesterday, which was for our Columbus Day broadcast. I wasn't in the studios. But now that I'm here, I can say hi to all the people who have posted messages on our Facebook page in the last couple of days. So please indulge me while I do. Heard from King Boy Okworu, who made a request and said hi. Godfrey Daniel Chiteri in Kenya is with us. Barama Suleiman Kanta in Ghana. Let's see. Wilfred Nkoma is listening to the show today. So, Wilfred, I thank you in South Africa. Joburg for checking us out. Eugene Addo is with us in Ghana. Saidu Muhammad Ali listens. Mamo Abita is a new listener to Border Crossings. Khalil Honain is in Kuwait listening and said, happy 20th anniversary. Thank you, Khalil. Kwabena Tumasi is tuning into the show, and he's at in Ghana and says, works for a company called Blood Money Records, his own company. Heard from Augustino. Turfa Gundu is with us in Benue State, Nigeria. Joseph Tembo is in Zambia. Ria Lorvin, Kuwait. Also, let's see who. Emmanuel Oriyama is with us today and said hello and made a request, so thank you. Got a couple of messages from Hannah Kim Heal. Also wants Chris Brown, so there you go. There's a Chris Brown song. Maria Khadija Samai wrote in. Abdul Jaleel White is a new listener. So, Abdul Jaleel, thank you very much for joining Border Crossings, and welcome to our Facebook family. Donatus Chorbe has been with us for a long time. Ben Kanu, Mary Buckman, thank you, everybody, for going to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Here is a request from Dido. And Dido was born 44 years ago in Kensington, London. And this is a song she wrote in a club. She says it took her 15 minutes to write this song. And it was about this guy that she had just met, which is what inspires a lot of music. So here is Dido for Eugene Addo, tuning into Border Crossings. This one's called Thank You.
not so bad. I drank too much last night, got bills to pay. My head just feels in pain. I missed the bus and there'll be hell today. I'm late for work again. And even if I'm there, they'll all imply that I might not last the day. And then you call me and it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours. Run away now and forever. My youth is yours. A truth so loud you can't ignore. Close our eyes, speeding through red lights into paradise. Cause we've no time for getting old. What a body, timeless souls. Cross your fingers, here we go. And when the lights start flashing like a photo booth, and the stars exploding, we'll be fireproof. My youth is yours, tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours, run away now and forever. My youth is yours, a truth so loud you can't ignore. My youth is yours. My youth is yours, tripping on.
on sky, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours. Run away now forever. My youth is yours. A truth so loud you can't ignore. My youth is yours.
Border Crossings, and that is Troy Sivan. The song is called Youth. He is a youth. He's very young. He's just 19. He's an actor. He's a singer. He's got a new song out with Alicia Cara, and he was up for the Brit Award-winning Male Singer of the Year earlier this year. So a very talented young guy from England who's currently on tour. And he's coming through the United States as well. That's Youth. Clementina requested that song here on Border Crossings. Speaking of talented people, the world got the brand new song over the weekend from Bruno Mars. Now, we've been waiting a while for this. You know, it was 2014. Uptown Funk kind of took us all and put us in a funk and was number one for 14 straight weeks. And he won all kinds of awards, Grammy Awards. Bruno Mars has had 6 number one songs. 5 of them went to number one faster than anyone, including Elvis Presley. And he holds that distinction. Has won many awards, as I mentioned, sold millions of records. He has a new album coming out. Right now, it'll be his 3rd album. It's tentatively called 24 Karat Magic, which is the name of his debut single from the new album. And the new album has different kind of music than we're used to from Bruno Mars. This song sounds very much like 70s R&B. I hear a lot of influence from the 70s. AWB and the Brothers Johnson. And when you listen to this, you'll see what I mean. But it's the album is produced by Skrillex, which is another one of those electronic dance music producers who's worked with Justin Bieber and just about everybody these days. And so Bruno's put the Hooligans on hold for the time being. And working with Skrillex. So here, for the first time, this is the worldwide premiere of the new Bruno Mars song. Because I know we got a lot of Bruno Mars fans around the world. So please listen closely. Enjoy it. Let me know what you think about it. It's called 24 Karat Magic.
Tonight.
Put your pinky rings up to the moon. Girls, what
y'all trying to do?
What y'all trying to do?
24 karat magic in the air.
Head to toe so clear. Look out.
Everywhere I go, they be like,
just put your
Border Crossings on VOA 1.
I swear it wasn't
Crossings. I shot the sheriff. A request from Mustafa in Kenya for some Bob Marley music here on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and I thank you for tuning into our show. I want to say hello to Julia Supremo from Ghana, who's a new listener, and also Jorge Garcia from Barina City in Venezuela. So I thank you as well for tuning into the show. Nice to have some new listeners all around the world who join us on our one-hour music adventure every day at 1500 Universal. I'm Larry London. The phone lines are open, 202-619-2077, to call in last minute here and get your last request in before we leave for today. Christian Say requested this next song, and Christian Say is in Port Loco Town, Sierra Leone. And wants Jason Derulo. This song is called Marry Me.
Oh, yeah. 105 is the number that comes to my head when I think of all the years I want to be with you. Wake up every morning with you in my bed. That's precisely what I plan to do. And you know one of these days, when I get my money right, buy you everything and show you all the finer things in life. We'll forever be in love, so there ain't no need to rush. But one day I won't be able to ask you loud enough. I'll say, well, to find out. The more I look, the more I find the reasons why you're the love of my life. You know one of these days, when I get my money right, buy you everything and show you all the finer things in life. We'll forever be in love, so there ain't no need to rush. But one day I won't be able to ask you loud enough. I'll say, well, a day when I'll say, well, you marry me. I swear that I will mean it. I'll say, the number that comes to my head when I think of all the years I wanna be with you. Wake up every morning with you in my bed. That's precisely what I plan to do.
Jason Derulo and two words he would not say to Jordan Sparks, which according to her is what ended the relationship after a couple of years. Then he went on to date Daphne Joy. That has ended. He was seen in Fresno, California over the weekend for a concert. Arm in arm, with a blonde girl, some beautiful blonde. No one knows who she is, though. The Mystery Woman with Jason Derulo. I heard him interviewed recently and found out some interesting things about him. When he was young, he sang opera. Never knew that. And when he sleeps at night, he has a round bed at home that he likes to sleep on. And one other thing about him, he has 9 bathrooms in his house. 9 bathrooms. One of them has a complete bar. A bar in your bathroom. Hey, thank you very much for listening. Orata, Joffrey in Kuwait, Rabia, Mood, and Godfrey in Kenya. Thank you all for listening to Border Crossings. Back tomorrow, 1500 Universal. We'll do it again. I'm Larry in London. Thanks to Wagner, our engineer, Vince, our director, and Shenny, our producer. This is Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.